This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, improper disposal of grease was a contributing factor to a sewage spill in Hillsboro last Friday.
Grease is one of the biggest problems any town USA has with a sewer system, and that's something we're trying to work on with educating the public.
Several businesses in Carrboro have been the target of a scam over the last couple of weeks. Luckily, nobody's fallen for it yet. And a noted author and environmentalist will hold a reading tonight on the Carolina campus. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. NWCHL Championship Sports. The Tar Heel women's basketball team is heading to the Sweet 16, beating Ohio State last night 86-84 on a last second buzzer beater in Carmichael Arena. And
another Tar Heel team reached the Sweet 16 at the buzzer.
Just what we were talking about. That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 41 degrees in Chapel Hill. Actually feels good out there this morning. Partly sunny today. A little high this afternoon at the lowest 60s. Tonight, more clouds moving in with a slight chance of rain and probably just drizzle overnight, low 45. And then tomorrow, another cloudy day, slight chance of rain, high around 60 degrees. Couple of days in a row here with mild temperatures. Improper disposal of grease was a contributing factor to a sewage spill in Hillsboro this past Friday. WCHL's Jeff Hamlin has more.
Will Baker is the assistant utilities director for the town of Hillsboro, and he says that grease is a major problem for municipalities across the country.
Grease is one of the biggest problems any town USA has with a sewer system, and that's something we're trying to work on with educating the public.
He says that it's important to properly dispose of that grease to ensure that these pipes do not get clogged and cause backups in the sewer system.
Let's say you just had you a big old pan of some bacon and you've got that bacon grease left over. So what you want to do is let that cool down first naturally. And if you've got like a can, any type of old can, just use that. Put that cooled down grease in it, and when it gets full, just throw that away in the garbage.
Another contributing factor to the clog, according to Baker, is residents flushing things down the toilet, including dental floss, paper towels, and other objects that should not be flushed. Baker adds that an estimated 300 gallons of untreated sewage was discharged on Spruce Street, and it did reach a creek that is a tributary of the Eno River. But he says that the sewage was heavily diluted due to the rain on Friday, and it did not cause any danger to the drinking water for the town of Hillsboro. Baker says that workers are taking steps to ensure they have done everything possible to monitor this pipe in the future.
We've also put that on our list of future lines that we're going to have a crew come in. What they'll do is they'll put a PVC liner in that section of main where the roots had gotten into, because naturally if you pull roots out of a line, there's going to be a hole where those roots were.
You can visit the town of Hillsboro's website for more information on how to properly dispose of grease to take preventative steps against spills like this happening in the future. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Several Carrboro businesses have been targeted by scammers over the last couple of weeks. WCHL's Aaron Keck tells us to be on the lookout.
Carrboro Police Captain Chris Atak says local businesses have been in the crosshairs of scammers.
We have had 6 reports between March 17th and March 19th. We haven't had any since. All of them were businesses located in and around the East Main Street, West Main Street area, and a caller would report to be from Duke Power and claim that this particular business was in arrears significantly to where they were about to shut their power off.
Bit of good news with this scam, though. No one has reportedly fallen for it up to this point.
No known losses at this point. They were all recognized as being definitely suspicious, but certainly someone out there trying to see if they can catch someone unawares.
Atak says the fact that this is not the first we've heard of a scam like this may be contributing to business owners and residents being a bit more wary of these calls.
I think these type of scams have been around now long enough where people are probably immediately suspicious. You know, why would Duke Power call me and claim I need to give them money over the phone now? People are starting to ask questions and not just trust what they hear on the phone, and I think that is key to stopping these things before there's any loss.
One negative associated with these calls is that they're nearly impossible to track, so the police department has no suspects at this time. Going forward, ATAC reminds residents that being cautious when receiving a call like this can save a lot of time, hassle, and money in the long run.
When someone calls to your house, be it your residence or your business, always be suspicious when they're trying to create a high-pressure environment where you have to make a decision immediately and send money somewhere. If you have any doubts in your mind, tell that person that you'll call the company back directly and find a different way to get a phone number other than that person on the phone. Just be very suspicious, because there are people out there that will definitely take advantage of a trusting soul on the phone.
This is one of several scams that have been going around our area recently, but ATAC says all of the scams have a common theme.
They're all designed to create this sense of urgency in your mind, so that then there's high pressure and you have to make a decision now and you have to give me money. And if you find yourself in that situation, that there's a good chance that's a scam. Most legitimate businesses do not operate with that model.
If you're on the receiving end of any of these calls, you're asked to hang up and notify authorities, as well as the company the scammers are claiming to be from. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A noted author and environmentalist will hold a reading tonight on the University of North Carolina campus. Here's WCHL's Blake Hodge.
Terry Tempest Williams is an author, environmentalist, and activist. She is also the 2015 Distinguished Writer in Residence at UNC. Williams says that coming from the western United States, North Carolina is a blast of nature.
From the mountains to the Piedmont to the coast, I don't know of any state that has that kind of stratigraphy of change. You know, it's amazing. And I have such respect for the history that's here, the arts, the music. I think it's just a stunning place. And as a Westerner, it's extremely exotic. I mean, today, seeing the dogwood, the forsythia, this is like going to Eden.
Among the issues that Williams holds near and dear to her heart is the accessibility of clean drinking water. She says that she was thrilled to hear about UNC's Water in Our World campaign.
You know, you hear the adage, you don't talk about politics or religion. In the West, you don't talk about water. It's that controversial and it's that essential. So I was thrilled to see in North Carolina that this is the topic.
She speaks not only of clean drinking water globally, but also domestically, where she says that she has seen fracking leave behind a trail of contaminated water.
Coming from a state and a neighboring state of Wyoming where fracking has been going on for a long time, I can tell you the consequences are not pretty. And I know that it's about jobs and economies and cheap energy, but the fact is there's a town in Wyoming called Pavilion, and the simple story is this: they can no longer drink their water.
Williams was a panelist on Monday afternoon for a discussion on the future of water in our world. She says that the conversation is a key to solving major problems that we face as a society.
I think that we are so polarized that we have stopped listening to one another. And I think that if we can really have those hard conversations, look each other in the eye and say, what concerns you? What do you care about? What binds us together rather than what tears us apart? Then I think we can come to those essential facts that without water, we do not exist.
Williams also will be holding a reading at 7:30 Tuesday evening in the auditorium of the Genome Sciences Building.
I get nervous even thinking about it. I will be reading new work about America's national parks.
Now, the reading and all other events are free and open to the public. Finally, Williams will be part of a panel discussing the role of naturalists in a world of environmental threats at 3:30 on Wednesday, and that panel will meet in Donovan Lounge. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:14. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. So far, no reports of any accidents.
Kennedy Meeks' knee late in the round of 32 game with Arkansas.
Well, it was. You know, he said that he heard a pop, and he laid there, and I didn't see the play. Sometimes, you know, I saw when Sasha got hurt. I saw when Bobby Fraser tore his ACL. Some other guys I haven't seen, so this I had no information. But he was very concerned.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Meeks' injury is classified as a sprain, and his status for Thursday is uncertain. Here's more of Williams on Meeks.
I got a little bit better feeling when we were able to get him up to his rear end, putting both feet on the ground and stand up and then walking, even though Bobby Fraser and I walked off the floor together, and I had a pretty good feeling at that point. But since then, I've matured and gotten a little more intelligent about the things. But I didn't feel good because I didn't think we'd get him back the rest of the game. But I felt at that time that it wasn't similar to what Desmond did, and it wasn't similar to what Sasha did.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and unless number 3030.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County mulch is 40% off now till March 31st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. They'll load mulch onto your truck or trailer at the landfill at 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. For more information, call 919-968-2788. The Orange County Mulch Sale, without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch. At the Orange County Landfill now through March 31st.
Time out for traffic and weather together. WCHL and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is for the first one she's done. First traffic report of the morning. Here is Nikki Morse. She's been practicing, too.
I have. Thanks, Ron. Yeah. Roadways are fairly quiet so far. No reports of any accidents this morning. 54 eastbound, still in pretty good shape. No problems as you approach the I-40 access. And 40 eastbound also doing well from 86 out to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can even tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Hey, thanks very much. And word about Cruisers now. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, all over the place, literally. It is where you can get those Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe coffees, cappuccinos, hot chocolates. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it looks like this. Brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. It's actually not bad. 40 degrees right now. Partly sunny skies today. High today in the low 60s. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and drizzle. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain and drizzle in the morning. And high about 60 degrees. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, I mentioned a moment ago. Boy, they really got it going on out there. And Sturdivant's Tire Pros always supports high school baseball in the area. They've been doing it for over 12 years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros. Coming up next on WCHL, we'll take a look at celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is growing. We are one of the top-performing Subaru centers in the Southeast region, which means we have one of the best inventories in the Triangle, all priced at wow. Plus, did you know our pre-owned center is Hendrick certified and boasts a virtual inventory of more than 6,000 vehicles? Again, priced at wow. Acura and BMW are still right here in Chapel Hill as well. And don't forget about our service centers. How loudly can you say wow? Because that'll be your response when you have your vehicle serviced with us. Not only are our prices is exceptional, we also treat you like you are the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the performance promise. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales and service promotions at at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Porsche, and Subarus, plus all makes and models of pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. Wow! Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at PerformanceAutoMall.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off of I-40. Wow!
Time now for celebrity birthdays. Yeah, fashion and costume designer Bob Mackie is 76 years old today. Nick Lowe, 66 years old today. Gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Nick Lowe, 66 years old today. Comedian Louis Anderson is 62. Actor Robert Carradine is 61 today. Actress Donna Pescow is 61. Actress Kelly LeBrock turns 55 today. Television personality Star Jones, 53. Actress Laura Flynn Boyle is 45. Jim Parsons, who's on The Big Bang Theory. I know everybody loves that guy, but he gets on my nerves big time. I mean, it's just, his character is just too extreme. Anyway, just really annoying. Jim Parsons, 42 years old today. This is my opinion. Actress Allison Hannigan, who's on How I Met Your Mother and was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's 41 years old today. Actress Jessica Chastain, famous for her work in The Help, actress, and also Zero Dark Thirty. Jessica Chastain is 38 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Dongeo Baldwin has a birthday today, as does Kevin Baker. So happy birthday, Dongeo and Kevin. Hope it's a big birthday celebration for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tuesday.
It is.
And this is my favorite day of the week.
Yes, it is.
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Let me get this out of the way first, however.
All right. Go ahead.
UNC baseball host Appalachian State today. At 6 o'clock.
Mountaineers in town.
Going out there and check out the Bosch and the Tar Heels. It's kind of fun. It's always, a fantastic setting.
Always fun to watch a Carolina baseball game
at
the Bosch. Yes. I mean, it's a great place.
It's a great place.
Really beautiful stadium.
But we're doing rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man, and I'm ready. I got my guitar here. I'm ready for the opening riff.
Actually, for this one, you should have, like, maybe your electric synthesizer ready as well.
Okay. All right.
Because we're going number one hits in 1984.
Okay. Some bands immediately come to mind.
Yeah. So on this very day, Young Ronald.
Thank you, Young Ronald.
This was the number one tune of the land. We want you to name the song, the group, and the lead singer.
Ah, three-pronged question.
Yes, sir. You got to work a little bit to get that $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
I think I can probably do it.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear the song.
I'm handing Ron the single.
I'm not looking.
You're not looking. You're not even close to the turntable.
All right. Have I got it on the right side?
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
Right. Needle down.
You ready?
Folks, the name of the song, the name of the group, and the name of the lead singer. Here we go.
And we're all listening to it at the same time.
There we go.
Oh, boy, I got it. Boy, that's one of the easiest ever. I love that song. And call right now if you know the name of the group, if you know the name of the lead singer, and the name of the song. It's all up to you. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call, and you can be our winner this morning.
This is Gerald Ramoing, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mary Sullivan is part of something really special. She's part of the Chapel of the Cross's big ABC sale every year. They just had the sale for 2015 at Chapel of the Cross, 304 East Franklin Street.
If you want books, furniture, men's clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing, if you've just remodeled your kitchen and you need kitchen goods, we have a whole room full of those, plus linens and garden and furniture.
Mary Sullivan is one of the organizers, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
You think you're coming in for one thing and you go out with a shopping bag full of something else.
Chapel of the Cross does this every single year, and the ABC sale helps so many local community organizations.
Well, the most important thing that people need to understand is, yes, we have a lot of fun taking donations from our parishioners. We have a lot of fun setting up the rooms, and we love all of our shoppers who are lined up at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah. The most important thing is that all of the proceeds from the sale go back out into our community through grants to nonprofit organizations that service our families in need. And we were very fortunate to help organizations such as Chapel Hill Meals on Wheels, the Compass Center, the Augustine Literary Project, the Family Violence and Rape Crisis Center in Chatham County, Book Harvest, Farmer Food Share, El Futuro. So many of these are small organizations, and our grants really help make their year. So the more you shop, the more we give back to the community.
Mary Sullivan works hard on the ABC sale, but she's certainly not the only one.
We have almost 200 parishioners who donate their time during the week and on sale day to accept the donations, put the merchandise in the rooms, get the rooms looking good, get price tags on everything. And then we have over 300 shoppers who come through the doors and buy our goods. The other thing that's really interesting is all of our goods that we don't sell are donated to PTA Thrift. So we help restock their stores for future shoppers who want to find good bargains. It's sort of like the gift that keeps on giving. You never know where our donations from Chapel of the Cross are going to end up.
Well, you missed the event this year. It was this past weekend. But go ahead and put it on your calendar for March of next year. It will be the 54th year of the ABC sale from Chapel of the Cross. Mary Sullivan, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Every phone in the building, every line lighting up this morning. Everybody calling in to answer our trivia questions. Freddie Karger, you know what? I just had a feeling that was going to be the song that you...
That was a great spring for music.
Wanted me to play.
The Pretenders had a nice tune. Yeah. Huey Lewis and the News had a nice tune. I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
Some great stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jump by...
David Lee Roth.
Yeah, David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth and Van Halen.
Van Halen was the group.
Coaches, can you see me standing with my back against a record machine?
Exactly.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, it was a great song.
I ain't the worst that you've seen.
Very good.
I got those lyrics mixed up there, but...
It's okay. I understood where you were going.
Yeah, what a great song, and I just got to play a little bit more of it now, if you don't mind. Bear with me for a minute. You got to hear this. This is Jump, Van Halen, David Lee Roth out front doing splits and everything else. What a great tune. I think everybody knew it right away. You ready? Here we go.
Get up! And nothing gets me down.
Rock and roll, baby. Laurie Swigert called in with the answer to the question this morning. She got it before anybody else. I know a lot of other people knew it, too. Laurie Swigert gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. We'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
You've built our future. Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of PTA Thrift Shop. As we celebrate our one-year anniversary of our newly redeveloped Carbro location, we are humbled and so appreciative of the support we continue to receive and are looking forward to serving our community and schools for many more years to come. Your patronage allows us to continue our mission of supporting the Chapel Hill Carbro City School PTAs. Thank you for continuing to build our future.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Proud to be an active part of this community. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I. Have you been there yet?
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carbro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 40 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, maybe drizzle. Low tonight, about 45. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service. Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It's 7 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM.
730 WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carbro weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 41 degrees in Chapel Hill. Feels good out there. Partly sunny, high today in the low 60s, and kind of a mild day. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain, probably in the form of drizzle if we get it. Overnight low 45. And then tomorrow, more of the same, really. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain and drizzle, particularly in the morning. And the high tomorrow, about 60 degrees. So a couple of days in a row where the temperatures are going to be kind of mild, and let's just hope it stays that way. Really, it's not so bad. Spring-like weather out there.
And this forecast brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service. And by that, I mean your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. What a concept. Dream Service of Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
François Hollande says it's an aviation tragedy, and it's likely that none of the 148 people aboard a German Airbus survived a crash today in the French Alps. CBS's Elaine Cobb says the budget airline Germanwings Airbus A320 went down north of Nice, France.
This is more than rugged terrain. These are the Alps and the foothills of the Alps. The plane crashed there. It was on its way from Barcelona to Dusseldorf in Germany.
France 24 reporter Armin Georgian.
The pilot sent a distress signal, so that does suggest some kind of major breakdown or failure during the flight.
In Berlin, France 24's Jessica Salter.
Germanwings is a Lufthansa subsidiary, and it has an almost perfect safety record and a very, very good reputation here in Germany. It's thought to be low cost, but certainly not low quality, and very high on safety.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
41 degrees, 732, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Just more than 100 students and faculty gathered on a beautiful Monday evening for the first in a series entitled Carolina Conversations. It happened last night after an initial address from Chancellor Carol Folt, Student Body Vice President Kyle Villeman, and Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp. The crowd broke down into smaller groups and had an open conversation about race and current events. Villemain says that he was encouraged that the students voiced their desire to have events like this Carolina Pulse conversation and then followed through to actually come to the discussion and participate in it.
I think it speaks to the strength of the student body. I mean, this was definitely a great turnout, and I think most importantly it was a diverse turnout. I think talking to different people here, they come from different experiences and different backgrounds and different parts of campus, and they all came here to one event and talked to each other. Every single table had people who didn't know each other, and that was incredibly important.
Certainly sounds like there were a lot of people there. Students and faculty in attendance were encouraged to move about during the conversation to different tables. At one point, they were prompted to text in one word that described how they felt about current events going on across the nation. Some of the words most widely used were frustrated, hopeless, and angry. Certainly understandable. Vice Chancellor Crisp says that he would describe himself as cautiously optimistic about the conversations that were being held last night.
But I don't want people to hear that as a muted optimism, because it's a beginning. We got off to a start. This is also, I remind people, only one piece of the bigger Carolina conversations.
Crisp adds that he felt it was very important that the students realize their voices are being heard.
I think part of this is having the institution from the highest level, the chancellor, the senior administration, the faculty, send a very clear message that this matters to us, that the ability for every student, and I mean every student, and I don't care what adjective you put in front of them, for every student to feel like this is a place where they can express themselves.
That is Vice Chancellor Winston Crisp. And this was only the first in a series of events under the Carolina Conversations banner. The Board of Aldermen in Carrboro will meet tonight to consider whether police officers should be allowed to wear body cameras. The body-worn cameras, or BWCs, would be used to capture audio and photographic evidence in the case of any kind of a dispute over police behavior. How the videos would be stored and when the cameras would be allowed to be turned on will also be up for discussion. The board will meet tonight, 7:30. At Carrboro Town Hall. WCHL's Jugmeath Mack will be in attendance and have a report on WCHL's Morning News tomorrow. The third annual Storybook Gala fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House brought in $144,000. It's a big deal. These funds will go toward the expansion that's underway now at the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill, which serves as a home away from home for families of children battling serious illness and injury. The expansion is expected to open in mid-October. You can still will donate to help out with expenses at makeroomforhope.com. Again, if you missed the Storybook Gala fundraiser, you can contribute makeroomforhope.com. Of course, we have that website address in the story on our website as well, chapelbro.com. Just a horrible accident yesterday involving construction in downtown Raleigh. Authorities have identified the three men killed when a section of scaffolding collapsed at a high-rise construction project downtown in the capital city. Police identified the dead as 41-year-old Jose Erasmo Hernandez, 33-year-old Jose Luis Lopez Ramirez, and 33-year-old Anderson Almeida. Authorities say 53-year-old Elmer Guevara was taken to the hospital. His condition has not been released. The accident happened about 11 a.m. yesterday. The building's general contractor is Choate Construction Company. A company spokesman says the accident happened as subcontractor Associated Scaffolding was dismantling the scaffold in the building's exterior. Parts of the scaffolding broke through windows of the 11-story building, while other pieces were in the parking lot. And in news around town this morning, the North Carolina Department of Transportation wants your feedback on its draft 10-year state transportation improvement program. They're hosting an open house in Hillsboro today from 4 until 7 p.m. at the West Campus Office Building on West Margaret Lane in Hillsboro. The draft program covers more than 1,000 projects across the state, including several in Hillsboro, most notably a new train station just south of downtown. Final approval of the plan is slated for June. A Chapel Hill Transit bus stop at the Carolina Coffee Shop on East Franklin Street downtown will be closed through March 27th, that's Friday, weather permitting, for the replacement of the curb and gutter in the area of the bus stop. Now, customers will be able to board buses at a temporary stop just a few feet away, just east of the current stop. Minor schedule delays may occur because of the construction activity in the area. Just be aware of that. WCHL News Time is 7:37. I'm Ron Stutz. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Morse is here.
Thank you.
Always in a good mood, always happy.
I love the one-person clap. That's always my favorite.
Always optimistic. It's just amazing.
My glass is half full.
How you maintain that demeanor all the time. On the mic, behind the mic.
Off the mic, everywhere I go.
In the spotlight, behind
always,
the scenes.
Yeah, that's just the way I am. Always. That's how I roll.
If you only knew. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening at chapelbro.com?
Well, as always, we're keeping you informed on the success so far of the Tar Heels' road to the Final Four. Both men and women now moving on to the Sweet 16. Men's basketball team is going to be playing Thursday night. Still time to be determined, but they'll be playing Wisconsin, so it should be a great game. Also, we're giving you a chance to win Carolina baseball tickets.
Yeah!
So, yeah, make sure you get online. You know, I was noticing the other day, it felt so good to sit out in the sun and just.
And Bosch Emmer Stadium is such a great place to go.
Yeah, so log on to chapelbro.com, fill out the form. We're going to give one lucky winner 4 tickets to Friday night's showdown with ACC rival Miami. So it should be a really good night to get out there.
A family 4-pack.
Yay! You can take your whole family with you.
Exactly.
We are a little bit more than halfway through our Healthiest You Challenge. Chris Johnson writes about his Healthiest You journey. He's on the UNC healthcare team. Mm-hmm. And he says he actually looks forward to getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. He's such a liar. Oh, Chris, I'm just teasing you.
It only lasts 6 weeks.
Nobody likes to get up at 4. Yeah.
Hopefully these people are building habits that will last a lifetime. But, you know, the Healthiest You Challenge is a 6-week-long event.
Yeah, he's doing great so far from what I understand. He's been participating pretty hard, and he's learning the tools to successfully continue this journey even after the competition ends. So good for him.
A lot of people really working hard on this.
Yeah.
I'm proud of all of them. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Seriously. Making the effort to get out there and do what it takes to make sure that they're healthy and moving on with life the way they should be.
Once it gets out of control, it's hard to get it back. You know.
Don't remind me.
So, you know, if you're younger than I am, and I'm assuming you probably are, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to not get out of shape in the first place.
And, right.
You know, maintain your healthy lifestyle, And, you know, a lot of people are nodding their heads right now thinking, well, I've been trying, but, you know. But it really is a process. It's not just about losing weight.
No, not at all.
And it's about living healthier. Mm-hmm. And we thank our folks at UNC Healthcare and the UNC Wellness Center for stressing those very important points. And it really is cool.
You know, and a lot of it, if you really think about it, is kind of common sense. I mean, it's not healthy to eat fast food every day, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think?
No, it's not. It's really not. Those cheeseburgers really go right where you don't want them.
Yeah.
And, you know, eating healthy foods, fruits, vegetables, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, stay to the outside of your grocery store when you're shopping. Everything within
to the outside?
Yeah. Everything on the inside aisles tends to be more processed foods and stuff. When you can get, if you walk the perimeter of the grocery store, that's where you're going to find your fruits, vegetables, meats.
All the produce on
and
the
dairy,
right. You're right. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
All the produce is on the right side when you go in. I don't know of a grocery store where that's not the case.
Yeah.
And then all the dairy stuff is usually, it's either at the back or the far back in the kind of far left corner, you know, kind of on the left side, but it's around the perimeter.
Right.
You're right. And the meats are in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of protein there.
Yes, exactly.
Just walk.
Just walk around your store, not through it.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Good point.
Hey, you know, I'm here for you.
Thanks. I don't know what I would do without that kind of advice.
I know.
Art Minius says, why not curbside recycling for those of us who live in rural Orange County?
That's my hardest word to say, rural.
Rural. I'm glad it was that and not orange.
Right.
Well, that's on the way next on WCHL. Still to come, we have traffic and weather together. Wayne Pond again has the day off, and Nikki Morris will have your word. And also, we have a clean joke coming up. And today is WCHL Hometown Hero. All coming up in the next few minutes here on WCHL.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite, even as you learn, in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. DOCMEDSOC.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacture of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is Deke Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program!
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Art Spot at WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Art Minius. I've been following with great interest the efforts by Carrboro, Orange County, and Chapel Hill to agree on a new fee structure for recycling. We've witnessed some high-level discussion as to what equity really means concerning a one fee for all versus tiered fees, with rural residents paying more than city residents. I applaud that proposals call for an expansion of curbside recycling in the county. Fundamental equity and fairness demands that county residents each receive at least the same level of service, meaning curbside recycling, if we are to pay more or even the same as town dwellers. I understand the argument that since town residents should pay less than rural folks since they are paying to support the cost of the convenience centers. Therein lies the rub. Convenience centers are anything but convenient, especially compared to the curbside recycling enjoyed by town residents. When we lived at the end of the road near the top of the mountain, 3/4 of a mile off the main road in impoverished southeastern Kentucky, we enjoyed curbside recycling at no additional charge above our property taxes. We live in Bingham Township. My wife Becky, being the one who wanted a pickup, loads bags of trash and recycling into the bed of her truck. Then she drives 6 miles to the convenience center on Ferguson Road on one of the days when it's open, unloads everything there, and drives the 6 miles back. That's inconvenience. When the Assembly of Governments meet on Thursday, please do what is necessary to expand curbside recycling countywide and close the expensive convenience centers. One fee or two fees, the real equity lies in curbside pickup for all. If a mountain county in Kentucky with a per capita income of less than $12,000 can do it, can't we do the same in Orange County? This is Art Menius.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough swing in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver, something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground, and when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
As a sponsor of WCHL's Healthiest You Challenge, Coleman Huntoon and Brown wants to help listeners achieve a healthy and happy financial lifestyle as well. Through our series of Tax Bites, we provide expert tips on considering investments, making donations, planning retirement, preparing tax returns, and more. Coleman Huntoon and Brown's Tax Bites help you to achieve your goals and strengthen the health of your family's finances. Find more about our Tax Bites on chapelboro.com. Coleman Huntoon and Brown, our people make the difference.
Baseball fans, Carolina is back in action this weekend when the Diamond Heels welcome the Miami Hurricanes to Bosch Hammer Stadium for a 3-game series. Enjoy the first fireworks Friday of the season on March 27th at 6:30 p.m., followed by Military Appreciation Day on Saturday at 3 and Sunday Family Fun Day at noon. Tickets are available starting at only $7. Visit GoHeels.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. And speaking of that, here is the always optimistic Nikki Morse.
Thanks a lot, Ron. If you're traveling northbound Fordham Boulevard, starting to see some heavy traffic now as you approach Manning Drive, heading to Highway 54. 54 East as well, busy in segments as you head towards the 40 access. And 40 eastbound starting to fill up in spots if you're traveling towards RTP this morning from 54 through Fayetteville Road. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well done, Nikki. Well done.
Thank you.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by the Carolina Inn. It looks like this. 41 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the low 60s. I think we ought to take the microphones out into the parking lot today. It just feels kind of good. Maybe we could do the show from the picnic table out in front of the building there.
Only if we include biscuits or something edible.
Well, of course, that goes without saying.
It is a picnic table.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it is. Which conjures up visions of food. I wonder how long it would take before you brought it up. Our high today of the low 60s, partly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and drizzle. Low tonight around 45. And then tomorrow, another day pretty much like this one. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain and drizzle, particularly in the morning. Our high tomorrow about 60 degrees. The Carolina Inn, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's pretty cool. 7:50 at WCHL. Time now for the word of the day from Wayne Pond. Say the word. Except Wayne's not here today. Therefore, the duty falls to Nikki Morse. So, what you got for us today?
I've got an awesome word, and I have to say it in this specific way.
Oh, really?
Voluminous.
Voluminous.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. It's an adjective having great volume, fullness, size or number, ample or lengthy in speech or writing, such as voluminous paperwork. I kind of like voluminous voice.
Why do you like it said that way so much?
I don't know. Because I'm weird? Is this the first time you're figuring that out?
No.
So once again, let's just repeat that. Voluminous is spelled V-O-L-U-M-I-N-O-U-S. Kind of like it sounds. Voluminous.
Voluminous.
Mm-hmm. It's an adjective having great volume, fullness, size, or number, ample or lengthy in speech or writing. Hmm. That was a voluminous way of saying this.
Yes, it was. Lengthy speech or writing. Yeah, that was a voluminous word of the day, wasn't it?
It was, very much so.
Yeah. Well, it was like half an hour ago when we started talking about it.
I'm no Wayne Pond.
No, that's true. He's so pithy.
I know.
He's so short and brief, always.
Not quite the voluminous speech producer as I am.
Exactly. Mm. Well, let's just put it this way. Wayne Pond has voluminous hair.
He does not.
I'm sorry.
You can say that because he's out of town.
Well, I can say it when he's here, too, but, you know, it's not fair to say it when he's gone. Well, the word of the day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the clean joke of the day. And here is Nikki Morse on WCHL.
Thanks, Ron. Arthur is 90, and he plays golf every day since his retirement 25 years ago. One day, he arrives home looking a little downcast. That's it, he tells his wife. I'm giving up golf. My eyesight has gotten so bad that once I've hit the ball, I can't even see where it went. His wife sympathizes and makes him a cup of tea. They sit down. She says, why don't you take my brother with you and give it one more try? That's no good, he says. Your brother's 103. He can't help. He may be 103, says his wife, but his eyesight is perfect. So the next day, he heads off to the golf course with his brother-in-law, tees up, takes a swing, and squints down the fairway. He turns to his brother-in-law and says, did you see that ball? Of course I did, replied his brother-in-law. I have perfect eyesight. Well, where did it go? Asked Arthur. I don't remember.
You got me on that one. The eyesight may be good, but you lose certain other things. 103. My goodness. The clean joke of the day, everybody. 754 WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoine, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mary Sullivan is part of something really special. She's part of the Chapel of the Cross's big ABC sale every year. They just had the sale for 2015 at Chapel of the Cross, 304 East Franklin Street.
If you want books, furniture, men's clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing, if you've just remodeled your kitchen and you need kitchen goods, we have a whole room full of those, plus linens and garden and furniture.
Mary Sullivan is one of the organizers, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
You think you're you're coming in for one thing and you go out with a shopping bag full of something else.
Chapel of the Cross does this every single year, and the ABC sale helps so many local community organizations.
Well, the most important thing that people need to understand is, yes, we have a lot of fun taking donations from our parishioners. We have a lot of fun setting up the rooms, and we love all of our shoppers who are lined up at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah. The most important thing is that all of the proceeds from the sale go back out into our community through grants to nonprofit organizations that service our families in need. And we were very fortunate to help organizations such as Chapel Hill Meals on Wheels, the Compass Center, the Augustine Literary Project, the Family Violence and Rape Crisis Center in Chatham County, Book Harvest, Farmer Food Share, El Futuro. So many of these are small organizations, and our grants really help make their year. So the more you shop, the more we give back to the community.
Mary Sullivan works hard on the ABC sale, but she's certainly not the only one.
We have almost 200 parishioners who donate their time during the week and on sale day to accept the donations, put the merchandise in the rooms, get the rooms looking good, get price tags on everything. And then we have over 300 shoppers who come through the doors and buy our goods. The other thing that's really interesting is all of our goods that we don't sell are donated to PTA Thrift, so we help restock their stores for future shoppers who want to find good bargains. It's sort of like the gift that keeps on giving. You never know where our donations from Chapel of the Cross are going to end up.
Well, you missed the event this year. It was this past weekend. But go ahead and put it on your calendar for March of next year. It will be the 54th year of the ABC sale from Chapel of the Cross. Mary Sullivan, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
At Jersey Mike's, we believe in three basic truths: making the best sub sandwich on the planet, striving to create a perfect experience for every customer every day, and giving back to our community to make a difference in people's lives. On Wednesday, March 25th, every Jersey Mike's in the Triangle will donate 100% of sales to Military Missions in Action, an organization out of Fuquay, Arena that offers many services to our veterans returning home from war. Please join us at Jersey Mike's Subs on Wednesday, March 25th, and learn more at militarymissionsinaction.org.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality health care. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out ncapa.org.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. In March, we're offering all Taste of the Wild brand dog food at a 10% discount. And be sure to make an appointment to treat your four-legged friend to a Wolfgang grooming session. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thanks, Roy, and good luck this week in the NCAA tournament. 7:59 at WCHL. Coming up next hour, as we just mentioned a few moments ago, Adopt a Pet at about 8:40. We do it every Tuesday. Always fun. And also, your opportunity to win some tickets to see Jersey Boys at DPAC, and a great prize package. Get dinner included in there as well. That's all coming up next hour on WCHL. Now, your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is 41 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low tonight 45. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more of the same, slight chance of rain, a drizzle, particularly early in the day. And the high tomorrow, about 60 degrees. Listen, if you don't want to cook tonight, try Dickie's 8 hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, ham, or turkey, plus delicious sides and fresh hush puppies. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, right next to New Hope Commons, and they're on the Chapel Hill side of Durham.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and target.